VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. The UN Security Council is set to hold an emergency meeting Monday to discuss the situation in the Middle East following Israel's retaliatory strikes against Iran. The early Saturday attack came weeks after Iran fired about 200 ballistic missiles at Israel amid Israel's wars with Iranian proxies Hamas and Hezbollah in the Gaza Strip and Lebanon. Meanwhile, Egypt's president has offered a new Gaza ceasefire proposal. Reuters correspondent Trevor Carroll reports.
Egyptian leader Abdel Fattah al-Sisi proposed on Sunday an initial two-day ceasefire in Gaza to exchange four Israeli hostages for some Palestinian prisoners. He made the announcement as efforts to defuse the more than year-long war resumed in Qatar, with the directors of the CIA and Israel's Mossad intelligence agency taking part. There is no immediate comment from Israel or Hamas. A Palestinian official close to the mediation effort told Reuters that Hamas would listen to the new offers, but remains determined that any agreement should end the war and get Israeli forces out of Gaza. Israel has said the war cannot end until Hamas has been wiped out as a military force.
That was Reuters correspondent Trevor Carroll reporting. Russia is reporting it thwarted an attempt by Ukraine to launch an incursion into another Russian region. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Russian forces have thwarted an attempt at another cross-border incursion by Ukraine into southwestern Russia, according to a local official. The attempted incursion comes months after Kyiv staged a bold assault on its nuclear-armed enemy that Moscow is still struggling to halt. A Russian governor said what he described as an armed group tried to breach the border between Ukraine and Russia's Bryansk region. He did not clarify whether Ukrainian soldiers carried out the alleged attack, but claimed that the situation was stable and under control by the Russian military. There was no immediate acknowledgement or response from Ukrainian officials. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. Opposition supporters in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia are planning to hold a protest in the country's capital against the official results of a weekend parliamentary election in which the pro-Russian governing party was declared victorious amid voting irregularities and allegations of Russian meddling. Georgian President Salome Zurabishvili said Sunday she did not recognize the official results and that the country had fallen victim to a Russian special operation. Georgian opposition politician Elena Kostaria told the Associated Press all the nation's political parties are banding together to oppose the ruling Georgian Dream Party.
There is an extraordinary unity because we have always said that if the question is whether Georgia goes to Europe or Russia, the answer of Georgian people is we are going to Europe. We are Europeans. If it takes to fight for European future, if it takes to go to the streets, rally, stand together, we will do everything. We are not going to give up.
The governing Georgian Dream Party has become increasingly authoritarian over the past year. A new poll suggests U.S. residents are deeply concerned about what could follow next week's presidential election, including the potential for political violence. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
About 4 in 10 registered voters who responded to a poll by the Associated Press and the NARC Center for Public Affairs Research say they are extremely or very concerned about violent attempts to overturn the results of the November election. A similar percentage is worried about legal efforts to do so. 1 in 3 voters say they're extremely or very concerned about attempts by local or state election officials to stop the results from being finalized. About 1/3 of voters or less say they are not very or not at all concerned. Former President Donald Trump says that if he loses this election, it's because the election was rigged against him. Already, Trump allies and the Republican National Committee have filed lawsuits around the country, potential prelude to post-election legal challenges should Trump lose. Donna Warder, Washington.
The UN and the Sudanese Doctors Union report fighters from the notorious paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, ran riot in East Central Sudan in a multi-day attack that killed more than 120 people in one town. Details now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
This was the latest attack against the Sudanese military after suffering a series of setbacks, losing ground to the military in the area. The UN said Saturday RSF fighters went on a rampage on the eastern and northern sides of Jazeera province between October 20th and 25th, shooting at civilians and sexually assaulting women and girls. The doctors' union said that at least 124 people were killed and 200 others were wounded in the town of Soraya. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That wraps up this news update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates 24 hours a day, visit our website. I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.